So I just picked up this lady who's a tattoo artist, and we were, it's like a 20-minute drive, and I was asking her questions about, and, you know, she works for another lady right now, but she's eventually going to do her own shop, she said. But I was telling her how we were talking about jobs, and she said what she likes about her job, something different every day, a new creation or whatever. And then I started to tell her, showing her, I said, you want to see something deep? About, because she said, I don't like certain jobs, everything's a repeat. And I said, I feel your pain, I understand, I don't either. And so I started showing her how the dashes repeat, the telephone poles repeat, the clouds repeat, the intersections repeat, your grandparents look like you look like your parents, your children look like you, even that repeats. Everything, the dashes on the highway, the buildings, the trees repeat, the squirrels repeat, the mice repeat, the cats repeat, the dogs repeat. There's nothing new. And so I was telling her, I said, you should be able to resonate with this being an artist if you sit down and think about it. And by the time I got to that point, we had end the ride, you know. And so we just sit there and talked, and I said, as you get enough cycles under your belt in life, you're going to see the repeat. And so you notice some people, they get depressed and sad because they've seen it 1,000 times and they become alcoholics or whatever, drug addicts or whatever. And so I said, the way to avoid that is to realize the outside's never going to change. What changes is your inside. And she said, I needed to hear that today. She saw it. She could hear it. Now, how can this stranger, who I've never talked to, who I've never met, who I've never introduced to these deeper truths, how can she hear it? Because it's the receiver, those who are willing to receive the truth and those who are not. You cannot deny that every day is a repeat. You cannot deny it. Let's say you're married to somebody and you go marry somebody else. The same stuff's going to happen. Then you marry another one. You think you're going to be happy. Why do they say the grass is not greener on the other side? You think you're going to go to another city. You think you're going to change corporations. It's the same stuff repeating over and over and over and over. And so my point is, I've said it 1,000 times to the world online, and I've showed that the outside is just a repeat. You're in a cycle repeat to birth you into your new state day by day, and you can renew your inner man day by day because the outside never changes. The same houses, the same cars, the same streets, the same trees, the same cats and dogs and people and personalities. There's nothing new. And so if you get to the point where you start to see that, it's going to be depressing. Unless... And it's going to be so depressing that people go to drinking and drugs and cheating on their spouse and everything, and that's going to give them a high. But it's not going to last. You're going to fall right back into the... And not only is it not going to last, you're going to kill yourself with cirrhosis of the liver or whatever. And you're going to lose your family, and you're going to lose your health and your whatever. Lose everything. So instead of going that route, why not just go to the route that says, okay, everything outside is a repeat. I'm going to be depressed after I do it enough times. So instead of being depressed, let me use that for my advantage and let me improve myself on the inside, spiritually. Because the spirit realm is the inner man. And so let me improve myself on the inside while I'm going through this cycle, repeat, boring situation. But it can be born on the outside, but it can be new on the inside. Do you understand? Because you're being renewed day by day, the Bible says. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind, day by day. The outward man perishes, but the inner man is renewed day by day. So if the outward man perishes, the earth is dying. I mean, in other words, the earth is going to be burned up. And everything in front of you is just a cycle. And this place is going to be renovated, then why would you focus on the outside more than the inside? And so when you start talking about the inner man, and renewing the inner man, even to Christians, so-called. And you tell them it's not about the outside. It's about the inner man. It's about your heart, your mind, your will, your emotions, your intellect, your soul. And so it's all internal is what this whole thing's about. It's about your heart. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life. So how come I can tell a stranger this, and she can hear me, and she's only like 21, and then I can tell a saved person this, and they laugh, and they mock. How's that even possible? It's because they have no discernment. It's because they never really did any deep thinking, and they've never really looked at their inner man. And that they're afraid to look at their inner man. How's that even possible? The reason it's possible is because they're afraid to look at their inner man because they think they've already arrived. Do you understand? They think they've already arrived, but they're still here. Enoch walked with God and was not. If you're still here, there's a reason that you're still here. You've got some transformation to the process that needs to happen. And it's on the inside, it's not the outside. You know, it's okay to lift some weights, it's okay to stay healthy and all that, but just that the outward man perishes, the human body, but the inner man is renewed day by day. It's more about your inside than the outside. So how is it possible that a stranger who's not even saved, a tattoo artist, can hear that? But the saved person is so caught up in their little box from some preacher that they can't think outside the box and hear what I'm saying. And it's so important and it's so profound and it would help you so much that when you get hit with things in life, that it wouldn't bother you because you know it's just a repeat. It's a simulation. Why wouldn't they want to say, praise God, hallelujah, let's tell everybody this because this will set some saints free. It would set the captives free because time is just fake. It's a repeat cycle for your inner man growth. Come on now. Why? Why can't they hear it? And I think I already answered it. Unless there's another answer I can't think of. But I think the reason is they're afraid to look at their inner man. They don't think they need changing. They think they've already arrived. They forgot that if they don't change their socks, their feet stink. They forgot if they don't brush their teeth, their breath stinks. They forgot if they don't brush their hair, it looks like a squirrel's nest. They forgot that they gotta use deodorant. They forgot how wicked the human heart is and the body's going to the grave. They forgot that. They think they've already arrived in heaven, but you're here in the sanctification process for a reason, and it just repeats in front of you. It's a holographic reality. It's a holographic story, just repeats over and over and over. The same people, personalities, situations keep happening, but you can learn to respond in the proper way if you are aware of your inner man. But you're going to respond in the negative way, in the bad way, if you're not aware of the inner man and aware of the repeat, because there's nothing new. So the only thing new is the way you respond to the narcissistic system, to time, to the downward cycle. You can rise up in the inner man and not go down like the outward is going down. So it's sad that somebody who's lost can hear that, and somebody who's saved don't want to hear it and mock it and laugh about it. And that's what it's all about. I mean, that's sad. That tells me that they go to church and they think they've done their service, their worship or whatever. They went to church and that's all they need to do. And they don't really care about, all they want to do is fight and drama and he said, she said, and look at them, and they never look at themselves. It just blows your mind. And when you talk to them and you say, look, I can show you the simulation. I can show you the repeat. If it's a repeat, it's a simulation. The reason God gave you something that it repeats because you couldn't understand it if it didn't repeat. Everything in front of you is repeating. Everything. I mean everything. And if you are too blind to see it, it's because you need to pray and ask God, what is he talking about? If you can't hear me, and when I talk about a fractal, okay, a fractal zoom, just type in Google fractal zoom and watch the videos. No matter how far you zoom in or no matter how far you zoom out, it's the same image. It's the same story. It's the same repeat. And so what is the fractal zoom about? The story of the cross, no matter how far you zoom in, the micro, and no matter how far you zoom out, the macro, you're going to still see the story of the cross everywhere you look. That's the deal, people. This should be the most viral audio video that's ever went out. Because I'm telling you, the reason people become alcoholics and depressed is because they're so tired of the repeat that instead of them crying out to God and say, Lord, what's going on, they just stuck in the repeat. But you can escape the repeat in the inner man. The same stuff's happening. Look at Elon Musk. He made a comment today, pray for me, I need help, I'm working myself to death. Well, he worked himself to death with Tesla. He's just repeating his own cycle. He can blame it on other stuff, but he's choosing to do that because that's the way he is. It's what he learned growing up as a child. He's doing it to himself. There's some kind of word for it. Counselors will say, well, something about you love the struggle. You love to be the underdog. You love this fight. And so you're going to keep doing it, you know, until you heal something in the inner man, you know, something to do your childhood. The reason you keep doing the same cycles over and over is because there's something in your childhood that you didn't heal from. And that's what God is trying to do, heal you from this death cult. You were born in a death cult, and until you pay attention to your inner man, you're not going to be healed. I'm telling you the truth. Why attack it? Why mock it? Why discount it? Why ignore it? When I'm telling you the whole thing is just a repeat to help you better in the inside. Yeah, you can improve the outside. That's fine. We all do. You know, we all try to improve our outside. But the main thing is the inside. You should spend more time on the inside than the outside. You know, I can do some push-ups every day. For about 10 minutes or whatever. But the rest of the time, the rest of the 24 hours, I'm focused on the inside. You understand what I'm saying? This is the real deal, people. I'm telling you everything. Pay attention to your thoughts. Pay attention to your responses. Look at yourself from the outside in and say, why did I respond that way? I mean, this is serious business here because it could save your life. It could save you from having liver disease. It could save you from having diabetes. It could save you from having a heart attack because you're doing these things that are not healthy because the death cult has trained you to accept it. It's a death cult, for real.